Well, the great state of Tennessee is finally taking the appropriate actions that I think every state should be following right now, and they're preparing to potentially pass legislation that puts sex offenders to death. And I think it's very, very important. Now, of course, we want to turn your attention to one of our great sources for all of this information, which is freedomforever.usa. Wendy Mahoney recently wrote this article, and it details how the Tennessee Senate has advanced a bill in April, which would make it, you know, a crime that's potentially suitable with the death penalty for hurting children. And I think this is important. Now, it's called HB 1663, and it's making its way into the House, of course. It would follow many other states, like here in the state of Florida. We now are able to sentence sex offenders to death, thankfully. But it's interesting given the fact, and we talked about it here on the show just yesterday, in California, it's completely different. Now, all other states are preparing to sentence these individuals to death, these monsters, these predators to death. States like California are arguing over stuff that's, I would say, common sense. The state of California today hearing arguments that would, I guess, make harsher penalties for those, and they refer to it in this article, and they all do, as children purchased for sex, but ultimately it's children purchased for rape. Right now in the state of California, if you're caught doing just that, you're actually only sentenced to, at the max, 1 year in prison. They don't take it seriously, of course. And, well, it's because states like California and other Democrats don't really think it's a crime. They actually want to normalize all of this because, well, they refer to them as MAPS, as many of you have heard. And, well, we don't hear on the Brianna Morello Show, of course. And I have to, I guess, say that in third person. But we like to call them what they are, and that's rapists, monsters, animals, and predators. Joining me to discuss all of this is Wendy Mahoney. She is the woman behind that great article over at freedomforever.us. Wendy, thank you for joining us. I'm glad you brought this to our attention because, well, we want to celebrate it whenever a state is pushing forward legislation like this. So thank you for writing this piece. We greatly appreciate it.
Yes, I was happy to do it. As you know, I write for Freedom Forever, which is Landon Starbuck's organization. And while Freedom Forever cannot, support any specific legislation, Freedom Forever isn't an organization. They just put out that great film called The War on Children. Mm-hmm. And this is an organization that advocates for children in a variety of ways. And Landon believes that the penalties are not harsh enough for child rapists. And in fact, I would tend to agree, you know, in my opinion, I agree with her. I think that in many cases, the sentencing guidelines are not really followed. And there are variances offered and people get out early. And you may or may not know this, but, you know, predators, you know, sexual predators, the focus in the past decades has been on remediating these people. And remediation is exceedingly difficult. It's very difficult to accomplish, and it really is not really working. And so Freedom Forever is advocating for a nationwide push to at least have available the death penalties for child rapists. And at a minimum, lifetime sentence. But, you know, there have to be consequences for this behavior. You know, anybody who has studied human behavior understands that when you have no consequences for poor behavior, those behaviors continue. So that's why Freedom Forever is pushing this nationwide petition, getting people to, it wants to lead the nation and getting people to sign and get this legislation pushed into each state. I think only seven states, including Florida, have that option at this point.
Yeah, and you know, we celebrated here in the state of Florida when they did pass it, because I strongly believe this is common sense. There should be stiff penalties when you are somebody who's raping children. And I think that we give so many of these people a second chance to reoffend, and we're not considering the victims that we're creating in these situations. And I think that's why it's so important. You know, I come from the state of New York, and in New York, I actually picked up and left because back in 2019, New York Democrats considered it to be a nonviolent offense to have child pornography in your possession. And what that meant was, if you were somebody who was being prosecuted by the state and they found child pornography, you were given a bench ticket. You weren't put in front of a judge. They weren't sending you to jail. You were given a bench ticket to appear at your next court date. and they couldn't hold you in jail regardless of how many times you've committed these offenses. And instead of considering what the victims of all of this are, the people who are, or the children who are being raped on film, they instead had more empathy for the actual person who had the material on them. And it was just so egregious that I had to pick up and leave. And so I'm glad that now I belong in a state where we take these crimes seriously. Now, I want to mention in Tennessee right now, maybe you might have some insight on this because you did a great story up right now. Right now in Tennessee, you can't sentence someone to capital punishment for non-homicidal crimes. So do you think that if they do pass this all the way and the governor signs this into law, do you think that this might have some things that it has to overcome legally? Will this be challenged and not brought into law as quickly as we'd like it to be?
Yeah, they're trying to take some of that language out to make it capital, to, you know, death sentence for raping a child, you know, that you don't, in other words, you don't have to murder the child to get that. So, and I do think there are some hurdles. You yourself in your state face some hurdles because of that 2008 decision by the Supreme Court. I think they said it was cruel and unusual punishment to put the death penalty to people, to child rapists. I think it's, look, the death penalty is something very difficult for a lot of people to digest as a punishment. Mm-hmm. The problem is that it's hard enough for child rape victims to come forward. Now, there's an argument. One of the Democrat senators argued that that they won't come forward because a lot of these offenders are family members. But that should not be a reason to not put this in place, stiffer penalties in place. The facts are that children are being raped by adults. Most of them are men. And I was reading through, just I wanted to show you, read through some statistics here. So about, 94% of the offenders are men. And then about 85% of statutory rape cases involve Native Americans. The penalties are often reduced. And I think the average, I can't remember what I said, but the average sentence is like 120 months or something like that. I mean, it's just a very, or was it, 221 months? But in any case, it's very difficult for these victims to come forward. And so the point is that Landon and Freedom Forever want to make sure that there's some strong deterrence to this behavior.
Yeah. And I think this is spot on. We need to do just that. It's disgusting what goes on. And you mentioned the Native American aspect of all of this. It's actually interesting because most people don't realize it. Steve Friend, the FBI whistleblower, was actually somebody who was forced to investigate those sexual assaults quite often. And he's got a lot of background on it. And it's something we don't talk about often, but I think it's something that we need to, because any of that needs to be brought to the light. Yeah. And I think that's
I'm sure some of that has to do with drug abuse, alcohol abuse. Those often accompany these kinds of crimes. So,
Yeah. And they're very hostile when the FBI comes investigating. Back in the day when they actually investigated crimes like that. It's disturbing to see. You mentioned too as well, Gloria Johnson is the woman who you cited, who is saying that potentially these victims might not come forward if they, if it's a family member who they fear might be put to death. I don't know if that will be a real issue, like how you kind of stated it. I don't think that they're going to fear it as much because I think they have so much hate and rage for the person who's doing this to them. And I think that they will want justice. But I think it's interesting because it might make a lot of these people second guess it. I mean, constantly, and I'm sure you're familiar with predator poachers, Alex, the one who does confront these individuals, he constantly is going and meeting with people who are arranging sex with children, which again is rape, but I keep saying it like how the media wants to say it's rape. And when he confronts these individuals, they are somebody who has previously, in a lot of cases, has previously committed these crimes before, and they're back onto the streets. So do you think that this alone, this piece of legislation, if it does pass, will have a lot of these predators second guessing whether they're going to offend in the first place?
I mean, I think the death penalty is a pretty serious message to people that you definitely don't want to cross the line. I mean, I do think it'll serve as a deterrent. But I can also see, I mean, having my background is in psych, and I did a work at a battered women's shelters for a number of years. And children are very reluctant to come forward. You know, as much as Gloria Johnson is not one of my favorite people in our assembly, she's one of those the Tennessee Three, and she's kind of a little bit of a thorn in the side of some of these issues. However, in this case, I think, you know, she does have a point, but I honestly don't think that that should be a deterrent for putting more severe consequences in place.
Yeah. Yeah, we have to. We have to take these crimes seriously. And for our audience right now, if you're wondering how you can contribute, you know, Wendy just mentioned that there's a petition that they're putting together. You can head over to freedomforever.us right now to sign that. You'll see that it's right now on your screen. It's easy to get to. Head over to the freedomforever.us right now to sign that petition. We need to start supporting these things because, well, it's the only way to end these types of heinous crimes. And I think, you know, with our open border policies and all of these children we're bringing in who sadly are becoming, you know, sex trafficked and are going to be telling these stories soon when they become adults about how they were raped in the United States and we did nothing about it. I think we need to now prevent the future of these rapes from happening. I think this is the best way to do so by letting our government know that we are dead serious about ending all of this. So again, folks, you got to head over to freedomforever.us. That's also where you go to read Wendy's piece in great length. So Wendy, thank you for bringing this to our attention. I really appreciate it. This is something that's near and dear to all of our hearts, and we want to put an end to this. So thank you for everything you're doing.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Thank you. You guys, I've said it once before, so I'm going to say it again. And under the Biden regime, I've never been more worried about my financial future. I called my good friend Dr. Kirk Elliott because I wanted to come up with a plan put in place to make sure I was secure, and he came with a plan for me to invest in silver.
I'm rich.
I've got my silver. I'm feeling so much better about my future. I highly recommend you give him a call and just chat with his team. 720-605-3900. Now, you could also head over to his website if you'd like to schedule an appointment. It's KirkElliottPhD.com/Brianna. And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to see the news before it becomes the news, you have to subscribe to our channel. And well, if you have a liberal friend that you're looking to save, make sure you share this content with them.